Today, I'm going to tell you a love story. A story of grace and reconciliation. It's about a man and his family. Now, this is not a story I made up. It's a true story. And when I read this story, it touched my heart profoundly because I could identify with this story. When some people hear about love, it's not a concept that they are familiar with. When I tell them this love story, it's hard for them to believe. They have been broken and hit upon, abused and neglected. So to believe this story is quite a stretch for them. I found this story in a letter that someone wrote a long time ago to a man named Theophilus. And I'm going to retell this story because of the number of stories that's in this story. Luke wrote this letter. I found it in the 15th chapter. He is simply retelling a story about a man and his two sons. I'll read the story to you in the 15th chapter of Luke, beginning at the 12th verse. We find that Jesus was talking to his disciples. A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me." So he divided to him or them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with riotous living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed the swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father's, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring out the best robes and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to be merry. Now, his older brother was in the field, and as he came near the house, he heard the music and the dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked, 'What does this mean?' And he said to him, 'Your brother has come home, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf.' But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, 'Lo, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandments at any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I may make merry with my friends. As soon as this son of yours, who has devoured your substance with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him. And the father said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. And it was right that we should make merry and be glad. For your brother was dead and is alive, and he was lost and now found. In the story that I just read, there are several stories. Here we hear the story of the younger brother, his version of the story, as he heads home in shame after squandering his father's resources. He rehearses this speech that he will give to his father. He is convinced that he is no longer worthy to be his father's son. Maybe this is your story today. Maybe in your heart you have left the fellowship of the Father. In your heart you have gathered your stuff together, and in your heart you have ventured into a foreign country. And in this foreign country you have been doing some things that would displease your Father. You have been living high and living wild in your heart in this far country. You may be in church every week. You may go to all the prayer meetings, but in your heart, it is far from the Father. Now you feel that hunger. You feel that lacking. You feel that void inside as the prodigal son felt. He was hungry. He said, servants in my father's house have bread aplenty, and here I am starving. You know that servants in the Father's fellowship, they are filled, their joy is running over, yet you have become sad and disillusioned in that far country. But thank God for the Holy Spirit. He can bring you to yourself. On your journey back to the Father, do not be thinking that he does not want you. Do not be thinking that he will not accept you back again. You know, it's stunning when he gets home and finds the Father running to meet him. I believe that every evening the Father and his wife sat on that front porch looking for the son to come up that lane. This was their youngest son. This was their baby. This was mama's baby. So what happened? He come running down the lane to meet that son. The father gave instructions to get the ring, the robe, and the shoes, and to kill the fatted calf and make ready for a celebration. The robe, the ring, and the sandals speak of sonship. His story was that he would no longer be a son. That was his version. But oh my God, the father tells a different story in just one sentence. The father lets him know how things were going to be. The father told a different story than what the son has heard. The father told the story about return, about reconciliation, about forgiveness, about redemption. The younger son has to decide which version of his story is he going to trust, his or his father's. Is he going to believe the story in which he is no longer worthy to be called a son, or the one in which he is a robe, ring, sandal wearing son, one who was dead and now alive again, who was lost but now has been found? So now I ask you, did the prodigal son understand grace? And do we see our story in his? It was because of the grace of a loving father and a great king that we are where we are today. Because of His grace, we have been forgiven. We are beyond condemnation. We are delivered from the law. We are delivered from the power of evil. We are a member of His kingdom. We have been adopted. We have access to God at any moment. By His grace, we will never be abandoned. We are members of His body. We are the bride of the groom. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Is there anyone who can explain God? Everything comes from Him. Everything comes through Him. Everything ends up in Him.